This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 442 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. September corn, 439, up 3 1/4. December corn, 443 1/4, up 3 1/4. July soybeans, 1437, up 21 1/4. August soybeans, 1381 3/4, up 20. September soybeans, 1279 3/4, up 14 1/4. July wheat, 582 1/4, up 6 3/4. September wheat, 584 3/4, up 1/2. December wheat, 604, down 2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Thursday afternoon. Soybean export numbers for last week were higher than expected, and that rallied soybeans. Corn found strength in too much moisture in the northern corn belt, and wheat posted gains on poor yields in the major wheat-producing areas of the West. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 423 to 447. Soybean bids were 13 to 22 cents higher at 1416 to 1440. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at 424 to 447, and soybean bids were up 20 cents at 1431 to 1456. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 cents higher at 436 to 458. Soybean bids were up 20 to 21 cents at 1424 to 1453. And wheat bids were 6 to 11 cents higher at 552 to 571. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were up 20 cents at 1457 to 1492. The basis unchanged at 75 to 110 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $485.50 to $505.50 a ton, and that was up $13.80 to $18.80, with the basis unchanged to 5 higher at $20 to $40 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 2 to 3 cents higher at $4.45 to $4.59, with the basis unchanged to 1 higher at $2 to $16 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to at 448 to 453, with the basis down to at 5 to 10 over the July. Soybeans ended 19 to 23 cents higher at 1442 to 1453, with the basis mixed at 5 to 16 over the July. Wheat prices were up 10 to 11 cents at 567 to 580, with the basis 3 to 4 higher at 2 to 15 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 471 to 473. These elevators raised their soybean prices 21 cents with quotations of 1467 to 1468. Soft wheat was 9 to 11 cents higher at 605 to 612, and Milo ended the day 2 cents higher at 456 to 468. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 405 to 418, soybeans 1204 to 1229. Corn in the central part of the state was 410 to 423. And soybeans were 1212 to 1226. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 412 to 425, soybeans 1214 to 1235, and wheat was 552 to 571. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 153.75, up $1.80. August live cattle, 152.75, up $2.10. October live cattle, $155.52, up $1.85. August feeder cattle, $215.12, up $3. September feeder cattle, $216.90, up $3. October feeder cattle, $217.07, up $3. July lean hogs, $129.85, up 55 cents. August lean hogs, $128.80, up 15 cents. October lean hogs, $110.60, up 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 14 cents higher in the range of 117.50 to 127, with a weighted average carcass price of 124.69. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds, 66 to 70, 4 to 5 weights, 69 to 76, 5 to 6 weights, 75 to 79, and 6 weights and up, 77 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $85 up to $92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,206 head. And now the report from the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 283 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 147.50 to 154. Select steers, 138 to 147.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 137.50 to 147. Select and choice, 131. Select Holstein steers, 125 to 136. And choice heifers, 146.50 to 154. Select heifers, 145. And now on to the real livestock auction in Conkerville. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 149 to 154.50. Select and choice, 142 to 147.50. Choice slaughter choice slaughter heifers were 148 to 154.50, with some high dressings bringing 155.50. Select and choice heifers, 143.50 to 147.50. Now onto the slaughter cows. They had some premium average dressing, 121.50 to 129. The high dressing, 132.50 to 136. Breakers, average dressing, 101.50 to 112.50. High dressing, 117 to 119. Boners were 101.50 to 109. And the high dressing, 112 to 116. Leans were 90 to 102, with the high dressing at 109. Now on the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 150. And heifers on a live basis traded at 150 and on a dress basis at 236. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 207 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $131.81. That was $1.86 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $245.01, that was 49 cents higher, and select carcasses were $237.56, that was 61 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000, that compared to 118,000 last week and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 397,000. That compared to 371,000 last week and 408,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.46. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.44. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.37. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.35. June and July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.16. June and July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.05. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.65. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.46, corn at Scottville is $4.37, beans at Greenfield are $14.16, beans at Scottville are $14.05, and wheat at Scottville is $5.65. We all know that agriculture is an innovative industry, and things have changed a lot over the years. I spoke with Earl Sorrells about some of these changes that he's seen himself.
Another big difference is that I've noticed of late this corn is so green and looks so healthy on some I call it timber soil, poor soil, that used to wouldn't hardly get head high, the corn wouldn't, and it'd be yellow and wouldn't look good, but you can tell there's been a lot of good farming practices on that, a lot of this land in the area, because we're in a two-type soil area where the northern part's high organic, 3 to 5% organic matter, where southern it's 0 to 1 to 2% organic matter. So there's a lot of difference in soil, and we're kind of right in the middle of it here in Raymond. And you go south, I had one fellow, older fellow, told me years ago, don't ever farm ground south of Route 16. And that was true in those back in his days, but I'd say those people in southern Montgomery County are raising just as good a crops as we are here in northern Montgomery County, and it's proven in the last several years. And a lot of it is farming practices and fertilizer and less cultivation, less tillage of the soil and losing the moisture.
And there's also more technology that allows for precision planting, and there are some planters coming out now where you'll be able to plant different varieties in one field in just one sweep. So there's a whole bunch of technology coming out too that'll be a huge help with that.
Yeah, when I read a lot of this, I think, boy, I'm glad I'm not farming now. I don't know whether I'd be up to it all that or not, but farmers have a big job in making a lot of decisions that come along here with all these new ideas, and it's sometimes the best to just try a small part of your field and see how these things work out for you, because different things work different on different farms, and it's a lot of good ideas, but a lot of them are expensive too. If you have to buy new equipment, this equipment's getting so expensive that it's hard to manage it. You know, one thing about the farming, I was in Canada here a few years ago, and I saw this beautiful yellow flower, help me now, I lost that word. The crop that they raise for oil, sunflower. Up there they had a lot of that, and it's a beautiful field. I tried some on 10 acres, but it didn't work out too good, so then I didn't pursue that any farther. It was interesting anyhow to see how different crops work in different places. Now, I just got an internet from my son out in New York. He's a plant breeder at Cornell University, and he's working on barley. Excuse me. He's working with varieties of barley out in New York State that will make good for malt for this homebrew beer that they're making out there in New York in the East, so that they don't have to transport it here from the Midwest. When I was growing up, we did grow some barley for hog feed. I remember having to grind that hard shelled barley, mix it in the corn for the hog feed. And so it's not a new crop here, but he's working to get better malting barley growing out in the East now, this homebrewed beer made, and said he's happier with the beer.
Well, that's all that matters, I guess, being happy with the end product. And it is amazing all the different innovations you see in agriculture with the equipment and with the management and with the crops itself. Is there anything that's going on nowadays in terms of technology or new innovations that you think people should be most excited about or you're really keeping an eye on?
Well, I don't think I'd get ahead of the majority of the farmers. They're pretty well up on everything, but I just say do the best with you, what you own, and do the best as far as new methods instead of trying to invest in getting so much that you can't handle all the acres that you acquire. Sometimes you can gain that on your own, and I was brought up to spread our own fertilizer and do our own spraying. And in fact, I used to do lots of custom spraying and do a lot of those jobs yourself, and you can have better profit from a smaller farm, which you can manage on your own, than you could if you had to hire all that, all them practices done. So that's one thing I would stress to farmers, to try to help do things themselves.
Again, that was Earl Sorrells of Sorrells Elevator. County fair season is well underway. Many people travel to the fairs for the rides, mud drags, and of course, the food.
Honey, would you like an elephant ear?
But for some, it's more than games and cotton candy. Last night at the Macoupin County Fair was the annual Junior Livestock Auction. One of the big surprises of the evening was Damon Staten, in his last year of showing, selling his barrow for $9.25 a pound.
It sold for $9.25, and it was a 292-pound barrow.
And what breed was it?
It was a Duroc.
And I think we can safely say, the auction's not quite over yet, but I think we can safely say that that's going to be a record breaker for this auction. Can you go ahead and just go ahead and tell me how you feel right now?
Well, I feel really ecstatic right now. It's kind of, sometimes you don't know what to say, because it is the last year I'm doing the livestock auction, and it means a lot that some people came out and helped support it and helped support me. It means I've been through for 10 years now is what it's been, and the auction's been going on for 11. I'm one of the kids who've seen it from the start up, and now as I exit, hopefully help turn over a new leaf for younger kids and set the bars higher and get people going.
And what are you going to use the money towards?
The money's going to go towards to college and living expenses as I go into my second year of college and trying to live off that. It'll be interesting to see how far it goes, because as that stuff gets very expensive, we can all attest to that.
Oh yeah, college will eat that up pretty fast, but hey, it's better than nothing. And just tell me what your future plans are.
Right now I'm attending Lincoln Land Community College, and after that I'm going to try and transfer to an agricultural major college, whether that be U of I or Western Illinois, who knows yet. And hopefully I can follow in some footsteps so that my brothers have laid and everything will go as planned.
So I take it you've been showing since you were a little kid, right?
Yeah, I think they said I had a whip or a pipe in my hand when I was 4 years old, and I was walking around with my grandpa or dad or my two older brothers trying to show some pigs. I've shown at the Illinois State Fair since I was 10 years old, and this is the final year for it. Hopefully we can go out with a bang.
Well, I wish you luck at the State Fair. And tell me, what do you think showing has done for you over the years?
That's a tough question. Showing, it's really a tough question if you really think about it. I've made great friends. I've made unbelievable friends. And the people I've met is just, and the responsibility it's taught me and the way it's helped me grow up and the relationships it's built with my family. Sometimes you get some arguments with your two older brothers and your grandfather and father in the barns, but those moments you can cherish because you can always turn back and laugh on them and realize that, hey, they do mean a lot still. You've learned something from those arguments.
Well, hopefully as you go on and kind of age out of junior showing, you'll be able to keep the showing aspect in your life in some way.
Yeah, we will always continue. I mean, I say always, I have a little niece coming on in the future, so we will always continue, hopefully, to show. Hopefully she enjoys as much as I do and my family does. We'll continue selling the pigs off the farm, and we will continue going to the bigger shows and trying to make our name bigger as it is and try and sell more off of there too.
So I think it's safe to say that with you guys, showing is a family business.
Yes, it is very family-oriented. There's five people who have a say in it, and there's three of us who continue to make a lot of the main decisions and continue on, and it's going to be, as we get older, it'll be more family-related than it already is.
Well, I wish you luck in all the years to come and with more family members aging up and stepping up to start showing pigs.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Damon Staten, who sold his barrow last night at the Macoupin County Fair for $9.25 a pound. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.